Okay.
Yeah.
And did you pick up your interest in theatre there, or where did you?
No, my interest in theatre never came about until maybe when I was finishing school in secondary school. My sisters would have been involved in the FESH in primary school. That was part of what they did in Eglintown, you know, and that they would have done the little pieces for the FESH every year. Myself and my brother never did that. That wasn't part of what we did in primary school. I think a lot of the time it depends on the teacher as well, you know, and that teacher, if a teacher has an interest in the arts, they find a student who they feel might be interested in doing the FESH, you know, and they send those students off to the FESH. But that didn't happen in St. Anthony's, in the boys' school. So we never saw it. And it wasn't until secondary school I went to Crewe Street in Turner's Cross. And my English teacher was John O'Shea. And John O'Shea was obviously hugely involved in The Everyman. And he had a kind of flair for the dramatics in the English class as well, you know, big, tall, imposing figure, you know. But I suppose I would have maybe found a little bit of interest in it, but I never thought of pursuing it because it wasn't really in my family that I knew of anyway. And it wasn't until later that when my mother happened to be teaching down in Sculpey Street in Turner's Cross that she was... that she met a few teachers who were involved in the theatre. They happened to be doing Romeo and Juliet at the time, just back in 94, 95, I think. And I said, do you know what, I might be interested in doing something. So I went along, and they were rehearsing in Sullivan's Quay Primary School. And I took part in that, and they said you should register with the CAC Club. They had a register of actors there, so I put my name in there, and then I got a call from a gentleman, Willie Burke. I'm sure you remember Willie Burke, don't you? Yeah. He was putting on a play. You weren't in his show, Her Name Is Anna, if I remember. That was my first one.
I wasn't, no.
But they happened to be rehearsing in the old loft. And of course, when I was dropped off there by my mother to find the place, I said the plaque was over on the wall, Cork Shakespearean Company, and that kind of sparked something in me. I said, hey, Shakespeare, you know, that seems kind of cool. And I went up there and we rehearsed Willie Burke's play, did that, and they happened to be rehearsing Taming of the Shrew at the time. That was that your first play with the loft?
It was, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So we started at the same time. You know, I found that place and I really got into it, and it's just blossomed and grown from there.
Okay.
So yeah, it was very late, I suppose, in my career. You know, I never went to the Montforts or CADA or anything like that. I suppose maybe it wasn't expected. I was more looking at the hurling side of things. My father would have been involved in Blackrock Hurling Club and played with Cork when he was younger, so I mean, maybe that kind of expectation of the lads who want to play sport, you know, but I was a bit of a dreamer. My father knew that, you know, it wasn't great. I was okay, but I wasn't great. So I mean, it was never an option, I suppose, when I was young, you know, that nobody ever approached me, and my parents never said, do you want to go to the Montforts, you know. It was, I spent all my time outside playing sports, you know. Again, as I said, so many people my own age, in my own school, in my own class, in the estate, you spent all your time outside, you know. Even if it was let's try learning piano for a while, I spent most of my time looking out the window, wanting to get out, you know. But yeah, so it was never something that I would have even considered as a young person until I got older, and these things happened to make an appearance, I suppose, you know, that I first thought, I could give that a go, you know. And that's where it's gone.